Hi there. The word for you today is on prayer. Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17, pray continually. Think about that. If you can worry continually, then you can pray continually. You just have to change your focus. Try to picture this. An enemy army has arrived intent on wiping out Israel. So, Moses says to Joshua, take your best soldiers and go out and fight them. I'm going to take two men, climb this hill that overlooks the plains, raise my hands toward heaven and keep praying for you to have victory. As Moses' hands are stretched heavenwards, Joshua's troops prevail. But when Moses' arms grow weary and he drops them to his side, the tide of battle begins to shift. Joshua's troops are being struck down. So again, Moses stretches his hand toward heaven, bringing the matter before the Lord. Immediately, the battle's momentum shifts back toward Joshua. Then it strikes Moses. He must keep his arms outstretched toward heaven if he wants to open the door to God's supernatural intervention here on earth. What a picture. There's a lesson here on prayer. Look, if you are willing to invite God to involve himself in your daily living, you'll experience his power in your home, in your relationships, in your career, and wherever else you need it. But the other side of the equation is sobering. It's hard for God to release his power in your life when you just put your hands in your pockets and say, I can handle this on my own. If you do that, don't be surprised if you get the nagging feeling that the tide of battle has shifted against you and that you're powerless to do anything about it. To experience God's power in your life, you must pray continually, pray scripturally, and pray in faith.